Hello and thanks for joining us. It's Aaron Carreno and I'm excited because once again, we are in a brand new year and we are ready for the Polar Plunge benefiting Special Olympics Wisconsin. And joining me today is Tommy Jaime. And Tommy, what's your title again here at Special Olympics?
I'm the Director of Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin.
And joining us as well today is one of our athletes, Tyler. Good day. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Aaron?
Great. Where are you from, Tyler, again?
West Dallas.
From West Dallas. Well, we've got a lot to talk about with this year's Polar Plunge events because there's not only the one in Madison, there's not only the one in Milwaukee, but we've got a special celebration today as well. And we'll get to that in just a minute. Let's start off with the Polar Plunge. What exactly is it, Tommy, and how long has it been here in Wisconsin?
So I think hopefully most people are pretty familiar with the Polar Plunge. It's been over 20 years that it's been taking place in Wisconsin now. And so it's our largest fundraiser for Special Olympics Wisconsin every year. Thousands of people around the state basically jump into cold water to support our Special Olympics athletes across the state. And so it raises over $1 million a year. Last year in 2019, it raised like $1.3 million. And it's something that it's a really fun way to just get involved and have fun and show support for our athletes. There's going to be 13 plunges across the state this year. And so pretty much no matter where you live in Wisconsin, there's going to be a plunge that is going to be right for you and it's going to be near you.
Yeah, I think the most visible part of Polar Plunge is that jumping into the cold water, like you mentioned. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, too, in just a minute. For people who are new to the plunge, this is different than what happens New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. That's a different event, correct?
Yeah, so the New Year's Day plunge on the lake, that's different. That's not affiliated with Special Olympics of Wisconsin. So that's the plunge, and it's a branding thing. We're the Polar Plunge.
Yeah.
And so these are the ones that, take place throughout February and into March around the state. But these are the ones that are specifically put on by us and by our law enforcement supporters, who are our biggest supporters. It's called the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Wisconsin, and they help us organize this event. And all the funds stay right in Wisconsin and help our athletes to kind of find success on the field and off the field, so that it helps them to be successful, in competition, whether it's basketball or bowling or track or what have you, and also just in life. So we help our athletes in leadership, kind of with health. We're the Special Olympics is the largest provider of healthcare for people with intellectual disabilities in the whole world. So we do a lot around that. It's off the field as well.
Yeah, it really is, I would say, a full 360 approach, right? I mean, you've got the fundraising, but you've got a lot of other things, like you mentioned, that happen behind the scenes. And I remember talking with you last year and talking to some of the athletes last year, and I remember leaving our production room here where we record this interview feeling so empowered and learning so much and seeing really the value that Special Olympics has in the lives mm-hmm. of the athletes, like Tyler, who's in here as well from West Dallas. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, how long have you been a Special Olympics athlete?
I've been in Special Olympics for 26 years now. And it's been a wonderful time ever since. It's made me really grown and have my voice heard as an athlete.
So 26 years in Special Olympics. And I can imagine that, Tyler, over those 26 years, you've met so many wonderful people and friends.
Yes, I have. Even from Canada.
Well, that's fun. A lot of people haven't been to Canada. So what are the Canadian friends of yours like?
Well, the one, he actually runs his own nonprofit. I met him in Nashville for a golf invitational that Special Olympics North America held. And he's been trying to convince me to come up to his gala for his nonprofit. And I'm like, I'd love to, but it's the same day as our basketball tournament. And it's like, Jason, me and my coach would love to, but unfortunately, it's basketball, and it's not going to work out. And he goes, I understand. I go, all righty.
Well, and maybe you can catch up at a different point of the year, perhaps, too.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We're going to keep in contact through Facebook that we've been doing.
So those types of relationships that you're mentioning somebody who you know from Canada who wants to have you come up and help him with his event. I mean, these are the kinds of friendships and relationships that I can't imagine are just a small piece of the last 26 years.
It's been truly amazing. It really makes you take a better outlook on life, like as a volunteer, watching one of the younger athletes in track and field run down the track and they finally get that goal and they're so happy.
So yeah. You've mentored a lot of your peers as well and people who are maybe new to Special Olympics.
Yes, I have. And last year in June, I gave one of our athletes, he was up there for his 100-meter run, and he was nervous, and I said, just do your best, look straight, don't look at the crowd, and just run your heart out. And his race was so good that I couldn't even watch it because it was a neck-and-neck race.
Wow. That's right down to the wire. Like you see on TV almost.
It was, even though he came in second, because he at right towards the finish line, he looked in the crowd.
Tyler, tell me a little bit about how Special Olympics just has had an impact on your life, not only on the field or on the basketball court or whatnot, but just in your life in general.
It's made a big impact. It's made me more outspoken. I shouldn't say outspoken, more spoken. Like to gain friendships, like I talked about with the athlete from Canada and all over. It's given me a really good aspect on life. Through our athlete leadership program, where I go out and give speeches, I meet new people, I meet law enforcement, which is really awesome to do, especially with law enforcement being our top supporter. If there's a department that ain't involved, I'll ask them, so how can I get you to come out to an event? Or how can I get you to come out to the polar plunge and jump into ice cold water? And the police chiefs usually go, oh, you won't catch me doing that. I go, what if I told you the chief from Waukesha jumps or an officer from West Dallas jumps? And they go, good for them. I'll give them $100 just to do it, but it ain't going to happen for me.
Last year, I had the opportunity to MC the Madison Polar Plunge, and I'll be there again this year, which is on the 15th, right?
Yep, February 15th.
At Olin Park. And also the jump here this year in Milwaukee at the zoo on the 15th as well. So if you're listening and you're maybe closer to Milwaukee or you're closer to Madison, they're both on the same day, the 15th, at the zoo in Milwaukee at Olin Park in Madison. But I remember very clearly, Tommy and Tyler, the UW Police Department from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, the efforts they had, they are all in. Those officers were ready to go. I think maybe one of them jumped twice.
Probably, yeah. Our officers and our law enforcement are, I mean, they're huge supporters, like both Tyler and I have already mentioned, and they take the plunge really seriously. We have what's called a law enforcement challenge, where law enforcement agencies from across the state challenge each other, and they get really competitive, and they try to one-up one another and to see who can raise the most, and then the team that raises the most gets to be honored at our big summer games, which is our biggest sporting event of the year. It's in Stevens Point in the summer every year. And last year, our top fundraising team among the law enforcement agencies, I think, raised over like $11,000. I mean, it's wild the amounts that they raise.
And to kind of go based off what Tommy said, when they used to have one down at the lakefront for Special Olympics, a plunge, Wauwatosa Police Department, they actually came out and they wore T-shirts that said, support Jen Sabina after she passed away. And that was really cool. And they all had dog tags, bracelets. And they said that they would do it for any fallen officer. They would try raising funds to help Special Olympics because she was actually very outgoing in her community. And they said, you know, this is a great way for us to get involved. And now they are involved with helping out with our zoo plunge by setting up the pool, being on guard duty all around. And they get very involved. And it's just truly amazing to see all these departments. I know last year at the zoo, New Berlin Police Department, I think they went in as dinosaurs. If you ask Riggs, he could tell you because he knows what every department might wear because he jokes with them about it. Or if he has to give an officer a push, he will push and then say, have fun.
Well, it's so wonderful to hear that. And it's wonderful to hear that that continues on through multiple departments, through people that might not be with us anymore. And Tommy, you can hear Tyler talk a little bit about the impact that Special Olympics has on his life. How do you see it from your standpoint?
From my perspective, I see the joy that that our athletes, that it gives our athletes when they are successful. You know, the race that Tyler mentioned, where the kid from his agency, I was there for that as well, and I saw how cool that was. And I mean, to hear the crowd cheer and to see how excited the athletes get when they hear the cheer of the crowd, and so to just see them in competition, see how much they enjoy it. But then, you know, I do a lot of interviews with athletes for our own, you know, newsletter and our website and stories and social media. And I mean, it always comes back for the athletes to friendship. I mean, that's what they make so many friends through Special Olympics, and that's what it really boils down to for them. I mean, like Tyler, he's been doing this for 26 years. We have 9,000 athletes. I'm pretty sure he knows about at least 8,000 of them, and considers probably 4,000 of them friends.
But, listen, Tyler, maybe the only athletes you're meeting are the new ones every year at that point.
But probably. The relationships, and it goes beyond the athletes as well. I mean, the Special Olympics community is so tight-knit and so supportive of one another. And so people who have intellectual disabilities and people who don't have intellectual disabilities become good friends. Tyler and I are good friends. And, you know, I'm friends with so many athletes, and they're friends with so many of the supporters. And it's just a really, it's community unlike anything I've experienced.
And I've got to imagine, when you talk about that community, that there are people like you who maybe have a little bit more direct role in getting things organized with the athletes. But there's a lot of other contributors to Special Olympics as well. I'm imagining there's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of people who maybe volunteer their time to make things happen.
Absolutely. We run on volunteers. We have a pretty small kind of skeleton staff, and the rest is all volunteers. We have over 160 agencies around the state, and so that's where, like, the teams are, and that's, you know, and so, like, Tyler's on the West Allis agency, and so he plays kind of under the umbrella of West Allis, and he'll play against, like, Team Milwaukee or against New Berlin or whoever it is. And so we have over 160 of those, and those are all volunteer-led. So there's an agency manager, and then there's coaches, and then that's to say nothing of all the volunteers who help out the day of. So, like, at the Polar Plunge, for example, pretty much anybody that, you know, the plungers kind of that they interact with is a volunteer who's just there out of the goodness of their heart to just help out, because, you know, it makes them feel good and they know how much it means to our athletes.
Well, let's talk about this year's plunges, because we've got a couple of celebratory thing, and we've got some exciting new news to talk about this year. When looking back at our conversation last year, the plunge. The two, I wouldn't say the main plunges, but the plunges for both Madison and Milwaukee communities. Milwaukee and Madison with their plunges simultaneous on February 15th. And the Milwaukee plunge at the zoo, at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Madison plunge at Olin Park, right off Lake Monona.
Yep.
And there's also two additional plunges, and one of those is a kind of a celebration this year, especially the plunge in Muskego, February 9th. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Muskego plunge. So it was one of the first plunges in Wisconsin. I think it was like maybe just the second or third one to start up. And it's the 20th anniversary, and it's also the final year of the Muskego plunge. So we're retiring that plunge after this year. And so we're going to try to really kind of go out with a bang. And Tyler has done the Muskego plunge a lot over the years. Yep. So maybe he can talk a little bit about what that experience is like.
It's a great experience going out to the Muskego one. I've actually plunged at Muskego, and then I moved to the lakefront, then to the zoo. And now I'm going to officially retire with Muskego, it being the last year. There is another retired officer from New Berlin who retired from plunging, and he says, well, I'm going to come out of retirement just for one more time to plunge for this last time. And I think it's going to be, and I go, oh, so we're going out with a bang? He goes, I wouldn't say a bang. He goes, but maybe just a plunge.
Yeah.
But
splash.
It's a great experience to come out. I mean, you see all the different costumes that people wear. One of the major sponsors for the Muskego plunge, his bar gets everybody involved, and they dress him up. One year they dressed him up in a wedding dress, and they all went as his bridesmaids. It was just really neat to see all that happen, and it's a great experience. I mean, come out, enjoy, mm-hmm. have fun, and enjoy the music, enjoy the fun, watch the plunging.
What does it mean to you, Tyler, to have all of these people coming out to Muskego or the zoo or Madison, and what does it mean to you to have all these people there plunging on behalf of Special Olympics?
Well, on behalf of me and Special Olympics, we'd like to say thank you as athletes for coming out, helping support us. Helping see what you don't see in our eyes means a lot. But when you see us either on a competition field or out giving a speech, you're just being in awe of it. And it really means a lot to all of us that with the support and your determination of plunging, it's a big, great deal.
And you can go by yourself or as a team, right?
Correct.
And if you're not ready to take the leap, there is another, you guys call it Too Chicken to Plunge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the name?
It's still the name. So we've considered changing the name over the years, but that's just always stuck.
Plunge retirees.
Yeah, but it's for people who don't want to take the plunge themselves, but who still want to raise the money. So you get all the same incentives. And so you still get to be a part of it. You still get to raise the money, and just, feel like you're giving back, but you don't actually take the plunge. And so there's something new
you guys did this year was a virtual plunge.
So this year's a virtual plunge. That's just for our agencies who maybe are, they are too far away from plunges to actually travel to a plunge. So our athletes and their families can do a virtual plunge. The Too Chicken to Plunge is definitely an option for people who don't want to take the plunge. But somebody who's plunged myself, obviously Tyler's plunged a bunch, I think it's well worth trying it. It's really not as bad as you think it might be.
No.
And it goes really fast.
Yeah, that's what we like to say. It's just it's just like a momentary, just kind of chill. And then after that, you're out. You warm up really quickly, but, you just feel good about what you've done for our athletes for the rest of the year. I mean, it will really make you feel it'll give you the warm and fuzzies, and jumping into freezing water shouldn't do that,
right?
But it's just how it works somehow.
Well, and that's the most important thing is we're doing this to support Special Olympics. We're doing this to support athletes like Tyler. And okay, I'll admit I might be a little too chicken to plunge, but we could change that this year.
Danica plunge last year?
I think
right?
did Danica or, plunge last year?
Or was that 2 years ago? I don't
think
remember.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
So. It was really cold last year, but by the way, the hot tub looks amazing regardless. And as somebody who's emceeing your event, there are a lot of people who gather and watch, and it really is a spectator event. And how do people, how do people get involved to get their team together? How do they donate? Where do people go for that?
They can go to the website, SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org, and then I believe it's under how to get involved under Polar Plunge. Mm-hmm. And you can register as an individual or create a team or even donate to a plunger like Tommy, myself, mm-hmm. and you.
Yep.
Of course, it's always a great way to get more involved and mm-hmm. even go as a plunger yourself, You like you said, it's like just that moment. You get up mm-hmm. there and you're like, nope, nope, nope. And then boom, as soon as you do it, you're in, you're out. In the hot tub, we have those at Muskego, and that's what everybody looks forward to every year.
Tyler, I remember you mentioning earlier in the interview that you may have had to, kind of push some of the police chiefs into the water. I might have you do that for me if I decide to do this plunge as well this year.
Come to Muskego and then we'll push you in, or you can join me.
All right.
You can plunge with me at the end.
That's a possibility
as well. Timer.
I wanted to mention this as well before we, circle back to these cities. But one of the obviously anniversary plunges is at Muskego on the 9th of February. But you're adding a plunge this year on February 22nd. Really quickly, where's that at and how do we learn about that?
Yeah. So, we're kind of swapping plunges. So Muskego we're retiring that this year, and we're kicking off a new plunge in Oconomowoc. So still kind of in the Milwaukee, general Milwaukee area. But it's going to be a really fun opportunity for people to plunge in a different environment. So this is going to be different than most other plunges. It's going to be a run-in plunge, which is kind of fun. Yeah. So
the
instead of jumping in, you just kind of run into the water. It's similar to our lacrosse plunge, which is the original. That's the granddaddy out in lacrosse. It started things off more than 20 years ago now, and that one, obviously, they run into the Mississippi River, so that's pretty cool. And so this one's going to be similar to that out in Oconomowoc. We're really excited about it. There's a lot of kind of growth opportunities out there, and people can go. I know Tyler mentioned our website earlier, but for the plunge, that's our kind of general Special Olympics Wisconsin website. But for the plunge, there's actually a separate website that's just plungewi.org.
Plungewi.org.
Yep. And so people can go and check out information on all of the plunges there, on all 13 of the plunges. So, yeah, you can take a look at the Oconomowoc one, the zoo one if you're interested. Obviously, if you want to go check out the last Muskego one, be there for history.
And see me.
And see Tyler in the flesh.
If you want.
And see whatever crazy costume he comes up with this year.
We have about 2 minutes left. Yep. How does fundraising work as far as registration and getting that all together again? Is it through the same website?
Yep. So when you register through plungewi.org, then you'll be set up with a registration page. And you don't have to pay anything to do the plunge, but you do have to fundraise a minimum $75.
So, got it.
That could be done through family and friends. And there's our website gives a bunch of tips and hints on how you can do that. Our registration page makes it really easy to blast out on your Facebook page or through email. But all you have to do is raise $75 to participate. You'll get a nice T-shirt. And then the more you raise, the cooler incentives you'll get.
So. And believe me, they are cool this year. Mm-hmm.
So let's recap this one more time. The website one more time for people to get everything they need to know right now, whether you're in Milwaukee, Oconomowoc, Madison, doesn't matter. Where are they going?
Plungewi.org.
Plungewi.org. You'll find fundraising opportunities there as well, overall information that you might have missed if you're just joining us right now. And Milwaukee and Madison, they're Polar Plunge. It's the same day, February 15th. Milwaukee's at the zoo. The 15th in Madison at Olin Park. Muskego is February 9th. And Oconomowoc on the 22nd, which is that run-in plunge.
Brand new run-in plunge, first year of Oconomowoc.
Maybe do both of them. Maybe do one regular and then try the run-in one.
Yeah. I haven't done the run-in one, but I've been out to lacrosse to watch them do that, and people seem to really enjoy that. And so,
well, Tyler, it was so nice to meet you today. And
nice to meet you, too.
We all heard a little bit of you talking about how Special Olympics impacts you and all the friends that you've made and how you'll continue to... You're going to continue to be involved, even if you're not jumping,
I'll
right?
definitely be involved. And also to mention, if you come out to the zoo and you'll see Riggs there, of
right.
course.
Yeah, Riggs from our sister
Riggs,
station.
He comes out.
On KISS FM. Tommy... Thank you so much for coming in today and talking a little bit about this year's plunges. Tyler, it was great meeting you as well. Don't forget, you still may have to push me into the water. But
I'll have Tommy
thanks
do
for
that
having us
for the Madison one.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
you too.
Thank you.